Hello, greetings. I'm just going to answer your questions and try to keep it as short as possible. So here we go with the intro. Anin, my name is Q Rock. I am from Nipissing First Nation. My traditional name is Manitsuneemin. It means spirit dancing. And my Western name is Quentin Commanda. My artist name is Q Rock. I am a hip hop artist. I'm a multidisciplinary artist. I am a professional muralist. I am a fire keeper in my community. I am a grass dancer. I am a young helper. I am Anishinaabe and Odawa. I am from the Three Fires Confederacy. I sit with the Mayangan Dodum, which is the Wolf Clan. I'm a proud father and a brother, an uncle, a cousin. From all those things. Can you tell me the significance of the artwork that you featured in the campaign? The featured artwork in the campaign from myself is the creation story. It is based off of the Anishinaabe creation story of Winona, and it's has a lot of geometry patterns in there that I think are really important to share. And that was my first mural that I ever created. And ever since then, I have had a trajectory in my career, and I haven't looked back. And that's to me is significant for a lot of purposes, because it's important for me as an artist. It was the launch of my career, and it was also an opportunity for me to share my culture and a bit about who we are as a people. Tell me why I feel it's important to share indigenous ways of expression on the TTC. Well, I think it's really important for a lot of reasons. To create space for indigenous people to have is really important for us to share our culture, to create visibility of who we are, of perhaps, helping us. It allows us to change a lot of the stereotypes and false narratives that are typically out there that, indigenous people unfortunately have to deal with. However, one thing I really appreciate about, what the TTC does is it gives artists a platform to potentially showcase their artwork and gain new clients at the same time. You really can ask for better exposure as an artist. As an indigenous person, it's also a sense of pride and accomplishment within the community to be identified and recognized by your city to the point where they want to showcase your artwork. I think that's just a huge milestone in anyone's in anyone's career. And it's really important for Indigenous people to be seen and recognized, considering that there's been a lot that has happened through the colonization process to hide us from the public. I think now is the time for us to regain that space. Land back, you hear, is a theme that is quite popular amongst indigenous communities. And essentially, if you understand what that really means, it doesn't mean that we're trying to take everything back and kick everyone out. It just means we want things to go back to living on the land in harmony with nature. Harmony with the five nations that we share Turtle Island with. And so, having space and opportunity for these experiences for both the audience, the people of Toronto, and the Indigenous community, it only brings us closer together. Chemigwetch, peace, Q-Rack.